Continuous Country Favorites, 102.7 KORD, Clean in This Gun. That's Rodney Atkins. It is now, wait for it, 15 minutes after 6. That means it's time for the Gun File.
Why do we do it?
Stupid is stupid does.
Okay.
Well, he was looking for a fight, and he got one. 38-year-old man in Illinois called 911, specifically asked to tussle with a police officer. John Pacelli told dispatchers he wanted to see an officer because he wanted to fight with them,
really?
According to the authorities. Sure enough, when officers arrived, Pacelli's home, he shoved him, tried to instigate a brawl. Easiest arrest ever. Cops booked Pacelli on charges of aggravated battery, resisting a police officer, and battery with intent to provoke or insult. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Oh, what a peaceful, nice guy. Registered sex offender. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
He called up the cops, wanted to fight one of them.
Hi, 911. Yeah, I want to tussle with the copper. We'll send the guy right over. You wait there, dork.
Can you imagine the conversation at the police station?
Oh.
Dude, let me go. I want to go. Seriously, let me go. Send me in, chief. Please, please, please.
Got my new taser and ain't used it.
Okay, here we go. A man... I'm just going to get right to the point. A man was caught smoking pot on JetBlue Monday.
Yeah.
Crew members on the flight from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, surprise, surprise, to New Jersey became suspicious when the 40-year-old Adam dropped a clear plastic bag in the cabin. As the plane approached Newark, it was confirmed it was pot in the laboratory. And, of course, it reeked. And what did he claim? That it was for medicinal purposes.
Of course it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. When he got off the plane, he was arrested, charged.
Yeah. Hey, excuse me. Set your alarm clocks, TSA. How do you get on there with pot?
Yeah, really? No kidding. Not.
Hello. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, hey, man, is this Hoboken? It's supposed to fly to Hoboken. What, Florida? Oh, man.
Dang it. I hate when that happens.
So loaded. Well, as if going to the dentist wasn't bad enough, an ex-dentist now in Massachusetts pleaded guilty to using paper clips and root canals. He inserted sections of the metal paper clips in his patient's mouth instead of the stainless steel posts he was supposed to be using. He was trying to cut costs. Now he probably cost him his freedom. He's scheduled to be sentenced next Monday on a variety of charges, including defrauding Medicaid of $130,000, assault and battery, illegal prescribing prescription drugs, and witness intimidation. Are you kidding me? The dentist. Yeah.
Last time I checked, man, I don't think I've ever met a dentist that is hurting and has to cut the costs.
That guy. Well, how about witness intimidation?
I know.
You need to stand up, sir. Put your hand on the book. You swear to tell the whole tooth, nothing but tooth? Got a million of them. Ronnie Dunn next. KORD. Good morning.